much we love the Lord.
But I'm persuaded we don't love the Lord much better than we love His Word.
Amen, that's right.
And if we don't spend much time with the Word, why are we not keeping up with our promise? In the 8th chapter of John, we want to read some scriptures. I was standing in the shade of a tree this morning, waiting for the people to come by and pick me up. And it come misfits in the church. Misfits. And I thought about that. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? It'd be hard on the individual if he is a misfit, if he don't find his place in the body. Be hard on the other people.
That's right.
Be hard on the church, wouldn't it? Wouldn't work so well. Misfits. But I'm going to talk about one that is a fit. Right fit. In the 8th chapter of John, we has some scripture here. Jesus getting quite stirred up against these Jews. In the 48th verse, then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? That's talking plain, isn't it? You have it? We said it right when we said that you Samaritan had the devil. And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. In quite a issue there. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily I say unto you that if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now they think they've got him. He shall never see death. But Jesus had some pillars way back before he ever got here that he could depend on and he could use in this time.
Yes, amen.
Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It's my Father that honors me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him. I want to drop down to the 56th there. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. That's a scripture there. He rejoice to see my day. If you drop down a little lower than that in the 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I have been finding some of these old truths to be real rich. Things that we need to be established in, and the Lord can depend on. Thinking how he reach out here. He's in this argument with those Jews, and it looks like they had some pretty strong statements there. If you see death, if you believe in him, you're never going to die. Well, like, we got you now because Abraham, you see. But he reaches out and gets some pillars here, Abraham. I was thinking last Sunday morning about this time, a little bit later than this. This is a regular service time for the saints of God, isn't it? About 11 o'clock, along line here. And we happen to be in the city. My sister is very low. And in the hospital. We was here to visit her. And we stopped by that what used to be a flourishing congregation of the Church of God. A flourishing congregation. One of the first foundation churches of God in Oklahoma. And Gene stepped up to the door. We just drove by there. And there was time for service Sunday morning. And there was four people in the building. Service is going on. Four people. The pastor and three others. And one of them had a necktie on. He was standing up teaching. I mean, one of them was standing up teaching. I don't know which one it was. But I'm thinking about a flourishing congregation a little while back, now four in the congregation. If we don't follow the word of the Lord, if we don't build on the foundation of the Lord and keep His word and please Him, He's not a respecter of persons.
That's right. Amen.
I make some strong statements and I get into trouble about it. I said the church is going through an apostasy. You don't agree with me, do you? But you just look things over and wait around a little bit while and you find out apostasy is failing to walk in the light as the light shines on the pathway. That brings darkness, that brings apostasy. And not out into the bright full light of the gospel.
Right.
Here and before Abraham was, I am. And he said he rejoiced to see my day and was glad. Those are rich scriptures to me.
Yes,
I just had a good time over that. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Way back then, the Lord, he was living, wasn't he?
Yes,
he was on the job. He was had things going all right. And there come Abraham along, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And when I begin to think about the blessings that the Lord allowed Abraham to have, because Abraham saw my day and he was glad the Lord said that, I believe it, don't you? I believe Abraham rejoiced to see the days of the Lord, the high visitation. And my mind began to go along the Bible. There's a scripture that says something about let brotherly love continue. That would be there in Hebrew, wouldn't it? Right about 10:11. And then what does he come right after that? Let brotherly love continue. And be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. I'm thinking about Abraham entertaining angels. And if that was the day that he's talking about, it must have been the day that he was glad, wasn't it?
Yes, amen.
He was glad. You turn back and read, if that could bring us back to the 18th chapter, wouldn't it, of Genesis. Sitting under the tent there, the tree. Quite a history there about that. No doubt Sarah was... had things all straightened out pretty well. Maybe she had to do quite a lot of the work. But he was sitting there in the tent. And he looked up and he saw three men coming? And who were those three men? You read that. Abraham, he began to get things going around there. Sarah, you just so-and-so. Maybe I ought to read a little. You have that, Brother William, just... read along there. Read. That's pretty good.
Right, verse 1 says, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door.
When he saw them, he ran. And what did the scripture say? Abraham saw his day and rejoiced to see his day.
Yes, amen.
I believe this is the bit he's talking about, don't you? He rejoiced. And he just done something about it, all right.
Hit door, and he bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant.
Praise little, the Lord right around there, wasn't it?
There's a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant.
Come to
his
servant. Before Abraham was, I am. If we think that this is just the only time the Lord is present to be with us and to help us out, well, we're badly mistaken, because he has been the Lord a long time. When's the last time I was here something about this scripture that he was not the Lord of the dead, but of the living?
Yes, amen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, been dead all those years, yet he was there. God, right then. What?
Right.
Can you remember that? Is he your God today? Even though they have passed and gone on, he is their God, is he not? The same God that's dealing with them is the one that's going to deal with us when we make our little cross over. Is he the God of the living?
Yes.
Yes. Will he still be our God? The same God, won't it? The change will be in our physical world,
yes,
but
Lord.
The other maybe not. He rejoiced. He rejoiced. Abraham rejoicing. I think he's having a good time out under that tree there, won't you, Abraham? And he was. He ran. He got brought one of the kids and fixed up a good meal and brought it to them. And here they were. And you know that angel was talking about this same fellow. He said, we're not going to hide from him the things that we have come for. We've come on a business trip here. Do you remember that? And going to do some things about Sodom and Gomorrah. And we're not going to hide it from him. We're going to tell him. So it went on there. I'm thinking about, he saw my day and rejoiced. He rejoiced to see my day.
Yes,
if I continue to look around along there in, this is about the 7th chapter of Hebrews, the last verse of the 6th chapter and the 1st verse of the next one. He rejoiced to see my day and was glad. Some of Abraham's rejoicings. What is this one? Last verse of 6th, read it for us.
Last verse of the 6th chapter of Hebrews.
Yes.
It says, whether the forerunner is for us entered,
yes.
One, even Jesus made him high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So he's a forerunner.
Melchizedek. Not in the first verse of the other.
Well, this Melchizedek, king of Salem, prince of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
Another incident, isn't it? To be good to think about and to figure out and remember. Was it Abraham had quite a victory, didn't he? Brother Ryan, you remember how many kings that he beat in that battle? Was it three or was it five?
Five
of them come together. Abraham outdone all of them. And he wouldn't gather the spoil. He wouldn't even take a shoelace with him. But Abraham, what did he do? He paid tithe unto Melchizedek. Who is Melchizedek? Looking down through the end of time somewhere. Here is a type of our great high priest today, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Abraham bowed and given his free will offering. Liberally, did he not? And he wouldn't accept any credit for it. Abraham was rejoicing in those days. And He saw these days and was glad. He rejoiced to see my day. Have we lived to see my day? His day. The Lord talking, isn't it? This is the Lord. He rejoiced to see my day, and he was glad about it. He was happy. You know there when the angel talking about to them, Sarah is going to bring that child, and Sarah laughs, she rejoices because he was talking. And a little bit later it said Abraham laughed, didn't it? When he told him that he's going to, that this here son is going to be the one that's going to receive all the blessings, but you're going to have a son from your own descendants that's going to see these things. You know, Abraham was glad about that, don't you think? He said something about the sand beside the sea. If you could figure this all out, I don't know whether that just meant the literal Israel, literal things, you see. But then he looked a little higher and he saw the stars. They're spiritual Israel.
Spiritual Israel,
do you think he saw anything about these things? And then the promise just come right to him. He was glad for that.
Yes, thank the Lord.
The scripture is good to meditate on. And it's strong. And it stands, it's dependable.
That's right.
The Bible. Thank the Lord. When we need him, the worst, he's right there to help us.
That's right. Amen.
Thank the Lord. If we are a congregation living for the Lord and walking for the light, we can be thankful because some of them are not. Then they're one, but they are not now. Just about. No. It just struck me like a blow. That's sad, isn't it?
Yes, amen.
Saints of God, that the Lord has blessed with the truth. They came from way down across the country, established the truth from Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and all the places coming in here. And I remember they'd have a big camp meeting over at Bowling, and saints would all rejoice it could go over there and he'd come back, but he'd come right on back here in the old saints right in Oklahoma City, and they was holding up the truth and building and establishing the old saints of God. Brother Lowndes, Brother Stanley was part of it, wasn't he? His father couldn't sign his name, but he could sure make a nice, good talk. He's stirring, he'd lift you up. Old Brother Luster and those dear old saints, old Sister Law. I don't know how many remember them. Well, here we are, Sunday morning, still serving the Lord. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Melchizedek, I can't hardly get through that. We don't get a hold of the things of that are spiritual. You know, we can see things that are temporal and get a hold of them pretty good. We can understand that, but when we move off from that and get into the spiritual realm that we're not so familiar with, and it's hard for us to put things together. Just
that's right.
The things you can't see, you can't put them together. It's quite so good. Well, that's what we're working on. He couldn't see Melchizedek. He was a peculiar fellow, wasn't he?
Yes, amen.
Without
beginning
of days, without ending of days. No regular recorded nationality, and just kind of appeared on the scene, didn't he? But he was the king of Jerusalem. King Jeru, the king of peace, what? The king of peace, Jerusalem. He was the king. Melchizedek was a forerunner, a type of our great high priest today. It is a king, and he is ruler in Jerusalem today, not building the temple over there and fighting over the ground, where are we going to build it? This is where the old one was, and we're going to build the new one here. No, we're going to fill it up on this place. And they're having a time about building that temple over there.
Yes,
the temple is already built and operating. Well, the temple of God. Thank the Lord.
Yes, thank the Lord.
It's good to look at these things, isn't it?
That's right.
Can you see that? He rejoiced to see his day, but he was glad to come.
That's right. Amen.
That just kind of, it done me a lot of good, and I just thought maybe I'd read a little of this over to you folks. I always like to come down here anyhow and rejoice with you. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, he's a faithful one. That's Old Testament stuff, isn't it? Abraham, way back then, he rejoiced to see that day. And now, that was quite an argument against the Jews, wasn't it? Abraham, we got you now, because he'd been dead a long time, and you said if he believed in him that he wouldn't die. They couldn't see it, could you?
No.
There's a lot of blind folks today, aren't there?
That's right. Amen.
If you lose your eyesight, your spiritual eyesight, you can't tell where you're going. You're going to get in confusion. You're going to be in trouble. And get discouraged. No.
Blind lead to blind, they'll both fall into the ditch.
In the ditch. May the Lord help us with this. This isn't near all of Abraham's business. Abraham had a lot to do with the church of God.
That's right, amen.
He had, how many sons? Who tells about those two?
Isaac and Jacob.
He tells about those two over in Galatians letter, doesn't he? Back from the Hagar bondwoman, and from the true Israel of God. Is that a beautiful picture to you, for you to see? Can you figure that? Can you begin to get those spiritual things together? He didn't need the man organization and the help of man to get the descendants of the Lord all straightened out there, but it just Abraham made the mistake. It was hard for him just to wait on the Lord, wasn't it? And he got ahead and sometimes, but Abraham was a great man.
Yes, amen.
I wonder if there's some Abrahams around that the Lord, when he got in this issue against these Jews, Abraham was a good possession to have, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right.
A good helpmate. He could depend on him.
Yes.
Abraham did the job because he saw his day, and I like that. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He rejoiced. And he saw it. He saw it. I don't know what all is included there, do you? When he's watching the Melchizedek, here is something strange. The man, this great high priest, he was a high priest of God, was he not? The Bible tells it. And he was from Jerusalem, that's the city of peace, and he was king, and he was a type of our great high priest today. And that seventh chapter talks about that a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes.
We're going to have to be spiritually minded to get some of it. Then said the Jews to him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" They got him now, sure enough. You're not even 50 years old. They couldn't see. They didn't realize, did they? You know, we just kind of cornered Jesus up with this little earthly ministry that he had. But before the world was I am. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Well, back there. He had a foundation that those Jews couldn't bother.
That's right.
Yeah, you'd be gone if you're going to reach back before that, wouldn't you? I am the great I am. I like that over in Exodus there. You'll tell there when he was dealing with that burning bush business. That's kind of along this line, isn't it? I am. We don't want to forget about the I am, do we? The great I am. Thank the Lord.
Who shall I say has sent me? And he said, tell him I am.
What was it?
Who shall I say has sent me? And he said, tell him I am.
Mm-hmm. The great I am. May the Lord bless us this morning. Maybe someone else has some thoughts. We're not playing them all out. There's a lot of pages back here in the open Bible. I've been thinking about Elijah, and Elisha. So many truths there. The battle was there, and the mountain was full of chariots, and Elisha. Was it Elisha that said that this man, he couldn't see those chariots at all? He said, open his eyes. And when you begin to open your eyes spiritually, there's a lot of truths in the Bible. The first convert over in Europe, from Asia to Europe, the first convert, the Lord opened her eyes. And she could see when Paul came along with the truth. And she accepted it. When, though she was a seller from Tyra, way back in Asia Minor. She was there over here in the edge of Europe. And what was the name of that town? The first convert in Europe, the first convert at Philippi. And there a congregation is raised up. And the book is written to the Philippians, isn't it? And she was the seller of purple way back in Asia Minor. If we get acquainted with these things, it just makes it real for us.
That's right. Amen. Help us out.
This lady, well, seller of purple. I mean, she just had those garments just beautiful and spread out there. Didn't she? And she was from that city. And then you read your history from Tyra. When you write the seven churches to Asia in Revelations, Tyra is right in there, isn't it?
That's right.
Thou sufferest. That woman Jezebel. Jezebel, John, you see, brought the book of Revelation about 100 years A.D. And Jezebel has been dead way back then. Uh-huh. But you're suffering Jezebel right in your congregation, you see. Right now, she's been dead a long time ago.
That's
you're
right.
Going to have to put things together, spiritually minded.
That's right, amen. Line upon line, precept upon.
You're going to have to dwell on it, aren't you? Think about the things that you can see, they're temporal.
Yeah,
but
see.
The things that are unseen are
spiritual.
Eternal, aren't they?
Eternal.
And that's what we want, that
yes,
eternal tabernacle built in hand. May the Lord bless you today. I hope this just kind of starts the thing rolling in your mind, and you'll be looking for those things and gather them up as you go, because you're going to need them some of these
days. That's right. Amen.
You're going to need them. We need your prayers. The Lord will help us.
Amen.